kuvuke ukududulwa kwabantu baseZimbabwe lapho kukhanya kuyinto ehleliwe impela elabantu abayiqoqayo abangama organizers ayo. Okusimangaze kakhulu mase sibona imibiko ukuthi labo bantu basube hamba nengalo yomthetho amapolisa besenza lezo zenzo. Singazi njalo ukuthi mhlawumbe labo bantu ade besuswa ikakhulu abade berenta izitendi lapho okuthengiswa khona ama-stalls kuyabe bevele kulandwe ngokomthetho na ukuthi uma erenta lapho a-evictwe ngokwemithetho ye-eviction, ngoba akasikholwa thina ukuthi labo bantu bafika bayihlutha leyo ndawo. Kusho ukuthi barente kumuntu thizana onguye oyabe mhlawumbe ephethe leyo ndawo.
Kungani ukhanya ngani konke lokhu kuqondiswe kwabantu abadabuka eZimbabwe hathi kwamanye amazwe?
Akukho lokhu ukuthi kulabantu baseZimbabwe abahamba bafike bahluthune izinto, izindlu, lemisebenzi bayaqhatshwa. Kusho khona ukuthi uma kuyukuthi-ke kule phutha kumele lilungiswe ngendlela eqondileyo. Asikuvumelani nakho lokhu ukuthi sesibona ingalo yomthetho isingathi isithunyelwe ezandleni zabantu nje emgwaqweni. Si-expect ukuthi ingalo yomthetho kayilandele okomthetho ngendlela yomthetho. Sisazama ukuthi sibonisane nazo zonke lezi zinhlangano, nakhona singeke siphawule kakhulu ukuthi sahlangana nabo bani kanjani, kodwa ezinye zezinkokheli lezi nhlangothi zabantu abathi amaZimbabwean kasuswe kwele South Africa sesike saxoxisana nabo, futhi siyavumelana nezinye izikhalazo zabo ukuthi mhlawumbe abantu abanye aba-illegal in migration balapha njalo kungenziwa njani. Kodwa akuqondanga ukuthi sibone abantu sebedudulwa ngalolu hlobo. Siyezwa kuthiwa yi-Operation Dudula.